Thank you, Dr. Dautre. Today I'd like to discuss the results of studies done on weed management and conventional and conservation tillage systems. In 2008 or 2011, isolated cases were identified of glyphosate resistance in the Texas High Plains. In subsequent years, this resistance has spread, and now in 2019, a majority of fields now have resistant populations. In 2017, with the registration of Extendamax herbicide for use in cotton, this provides a viable option for the control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. This herbicide can be applied as an early pre-plant, pre-emergent, or post-emergent herbicide. And for resistance management, the use of soil-applied herbicides is critical. Therefore, this study aims to determine where Extendamax most fits in the conventional and conservation tillage systems in the Texas Southern High Plains. The objective of this study was to evaluate herbicide programs using Extendamax with vapor grip technology in both conventional and conservation tillage systems in Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex cotton. These trials were conducted in both 2017 and 2018 at the Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension Center in Lubbock, Texas. It was set up as a randomized complete block design with four replications. Treated plot size was four rows by 35 feet with a two-row running check. All applications were made with a backpack sprayer at 15 GPA, with Turbo T-Jet 110-02 nozzles for non-dicamb applications, and Turbo T-Jet induction nozzles for the dicamb applications, and these included a drift-reducing agent. The two tillage systems both followed corn. The conventional, the first maintenance done was shredded stalks, then the field was disced. The trifluralin was applied and incorporated using a disc. It was then relisted, and then at planting was rod-weeded to remove any weeds present and to prepare the beds. In contrast, the conservation tillage only had shredded stalks, and so during the season, there was no in-season tillage for either system. There are four treatments in both the conventional and conservation tillage systems. The first treatment in the conventional had trifluralin at the pre-plant incorporated, no pre-emergent herbicide, followed by Roundup, Extend, and Warrant. Then followed by Roundup and Extend at the second post. Second treatment had trifluralin at the pre-plant incorporated, followed by Caprol Pre, followed by only Roundup, and then Roundup and Warrant. The third treatment included the exact same with both residual herbicides, with the inclusion of dicamba in season. And the fourth treatment had no pre-plant incorporated, followed by Pre-Caprol with Roundup Extend, Roundup Extend, and Warrant. In the conservation tillage system, at the early pre-plant timing, Roundup and Extend was applied, followed by Gramoxone and Caprol at planting. For all four conservation tillage systems or programs, Roundup and Extend was applied at the first post, Roundup, Extend, and Warrant were at the second. In the second conservation tillage system, Valor was added at the early pre-plant application. The third, Roundup alone at the early pre-plant, followed by Extend and Caprol. And the last had no early pre-plant with extended Caprol at planting. Both years had similar timings in 2017 and 2018, the early pre-plant being in early April, the pre-plant incorporated about 6 weeks before planting on May 15th and May 21st with the pre at the same time, the mid-post or the early post in June, the mid-post 1 month later, and harvest in October both years. The varieties used was Delta Pine 1612 in the first year and Delta Pine 1522 in the second. This graph shows the cumulative rainfall and irrigation for both years, 2017 in the blue, 2018 in the red. Arrows represent irrigation events. As you can see, 2018 had a lot less rainfall, especially early season, with the first precipitation event not happening till the end of March. Moving into results. The conventional tillage, this is at planting, Russian thistle, kochia, and Palmer amaranth were all evaluated. With the inclusion of treflan, Russian thistle and kochia both had control above 95%, with control of Palmer amaranth at 90%. The conservation tillage saw some of the same trends, with an early pre-plant of kochia and Russian thistle. Roundup and Extend alone had 98, with Roundup and Extend and Valor around the same, with Roundup by itself at 91%. 91 and 94%. Palmer amaranth in the green had 70% in at the first termination timing. The inclusion of Valor increased that to 85%. Due to the glyphosate resistance, there was no control from the Roundup alone. These two timings represent the red is 2 weeks after the first post and the green at the 2 weeks after the second post. So the red, the Treflan, followed by no pre, then Roundup and extended warrant. The third treatment, Treflan, followed by Caprol with Roundup and extend. And the fourth, with no pre-plant, Caprol, Roundup, and extend, all had similar control. With the Roundup alone, the second treatment, Trifluralin, Caprol, followed by Roundup, had less than 80%, and that decreased at the second timing due to the Roundup resistance. The purple bar is the addition of a late-season rating, with all three dicamba treatments having good or full season-long control, and the Roundup continually decreasing. The conservation tillage at 2 weeks after early had similar treatments across all with a Roundup extend Valor with a residual at the early season, tending to be slightly higher. These trends held true with the Roundup extend of Valor keeping the longest season-long control. These two pictures compare the conventional and conservation tillage systems. On the left, you can see both were season-long clean. This is about mid-season. In the conventional tillage, there was no significance between lint yield, with lint yields ranging from 900 to 1,100 pounds. The conservation tillage saw the Roundup extend Valor with the residual had the highest yields, with about 1,350 pounds, compared to 850 pounds with the fourth treatment, no early preplant. In 2018, Russian thistle and kochia were not evaluated due to the no moisture at the beginning of the season. So this is at planting, and trifluralin alone controlled Palmer amaranth 85%. And at the planting in 2018, the conservation tillage Roundup extend and Valor was the best treatment, nearing 100% with above 95. Roundup and extend alone at 80, and Roundup by itself at 40%. These represent the same 2 weeks after early and mid-post treatments, with at the first 2 weeks after the early post, Roundup with the lowest, and then with no PPI, even lower at 60% that year. With the inclusion of the late season, all treatments with dicamba neared 100% with the Roundup alone at 80. There's less weed pressure this year. In the conservation tillage at 2 weeks before, all dicamba treatments were the same with a no early preplant having the lowest control, but after the second post, all control neared 100%, and in late season it held throughout the year. In the conventional tillage, the cotton lint yields range from 600 to 850 pounds, with the three trifluralin treatments having the highest and no PPI having the lowest. In the conservation tillage, the cotton lint yield ranged from 850 to 600 pounds, with the early season Roundup and extend, followed by Gramoxone, Roundup and extend having the highest, and the no early preplant having the lowest yields. This shows the 2018 the clean fields at the end of the season, both the conventional on the left and the conservation tillage on the right. In summary, in the conventional tillage, trifluralin controlled Russian thistle, kochia, and Palmer amaranth greater than 85% at planting. And in the conservation tillage, Roundup and Extendamax plus Valor controlled Russian thistle and kochia greater than 95% and controlled Palmer amaranth 90%. In the conventional tillage, the trifluralin PPI followed by Caprol, followed by Roundup and Extend, followed by Roundup, Extend, and Warrant is an effective system for season-long weed control. And this goes in the conservation tillage, the Roundup Extend Valor at the early pre-plant followed by Gramoxone and Caprol, followed by Roundup Extend, followed by Roundup and Extend and Warrant, or the best treatment in the conservation tillage. Both these systems offer strategies for effective management of weed resistance. I'd like to thank the help of Justin Spradley, Bryce DeLong, and Kyle Russell on this. Now I'll take any questions.
Ray, yes. Why did you choose to not include a non-backhander treatment for the
That was something we probably thought about in hindsight that we should have done. It was just kind of the comparison of not being able to do that rod weeding at the beginning of the season and just thought it might get kind of out of hand. So.
Questions for Ray? All right. Thank our speakers.